Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thatcher. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have been in the book of Proverbs. We're going back to that book, and we're going to get some wisdom on parenting. We started off yesterday talking about the roles of the father, and that is according to Proverbs 17 and 6, where Proverbs 17 and 6, it says that children's children are the crown of old men, and the glory of their children are their fathers. We said yesterday that God ordained the fathers to be the head of the family, to demonstrate the love of the Heavenly Father to their family. Also, the fathers are responsible for the management of the home spiritually and naturally and materially. That father is responsible for displaying Christ and the characteristics of the kingdom man and all his attributes in the house, and how he teaches, how he lives, how he pays his bills, how he provides, how he is a man after God's own heart, as far as how he displays that to the community and the church. The father is responsible for that. Proverbs 17 and 6 says that the glory of a covering of the children, talks about the glory of the covering of the children being on the father. The father's glory is now downloaded on the children, which means that what happens is God is allowing what he's placed in that father as he aligns and be a kingdom man, that glory now to be downloaded or covered on the children. And that covering now brings that same beauty, that same power, and that same honor that the man, that father has on his life, because he's a kingdom man walking in kingdom principles. And this basically gives him, he basically displays the qualities of God's character, and he emphasizes God's greatness and God's authority in the earth. I also talked about the mother. We talked about the mother yesterday and how the mother is coming out of Proverbs 31, 24, and 27. Talks about the mother and what she does and how she spends money and how wise she is, and that there are women that God is calling to be kingdom women to align with the word of God, and that they don't use their money to shop and buy pleasures, but they're wise in what they buy and how they buy it, how they spend money, but they're always thinking of their future and their children's future, and they're setting up things so that their family can be able to continue to move regardless of what happens in society or the economy. But they've allowed the wisdom of God to be there so that they are able to take the finances that they bring in and their husband bring in together and do greater things with it and provide for their future. But it also talks about the mother, that she's also responsible for teaching the children how to get along with others and provide hygiene and self-respect and self-worth, that the mother is the one who imparts these things in there. But she also allows that which the father himself has given to the children, or what he's saying to the children, she does not go against his word. Especially if it's godly words, righteous words on how they should conduct themselves and what they should do, but together they agree and they teach the children in the same manner, and the children are not trying to divide the parents with coming against them. God expects the parents basically to train their children to be those who are examples, that they will be those who are trained to be kingdom children, and that they will be trained how to live in the world as kingdom citizens, knowing that that God is their source. As I said yesterday, technology is trying to take God out of everything, but you have to teach them that even in this culture, in this society, that God is their source, God is their Savior, their Redeemer, and that they look to him who's the author and the finisher of their faith. So parents are responsible for training their children according to the word of God and to allow them to walk in godly wisdom. And God promises that when we do this, that he's going to bless our children. He's going to prosper our seed because we're allowing his word to be in them and his will to be in. Proverbs 20 and 7 talks about that. The righteous man leads a blameless life and blesses his children after him. Proverbs 22 and 7 says, train the child in the way that he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. So it lets us understand that God is giving responsibility because we are stewards. So we're stewards over a lot of things, money, children, family, marriage, how we live. Those are the spiritual gifts, and God is looking at us to do the same thing with our children. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thatcher. We'll be back tomorrow to get more information and more wisdom. God bless you.